All right, hello everyone. It is Wednesday, October 30th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, we're in snowy Manitoba right now in front of the Manitoba Legislature for the last leg of fall tour. Tabitha shares an update about Motion 506 in Alberta, and Levi is spending a couple of days at the Legislature in Victoria this week as well. So let's get right into it. Monday night, we had a wonderful presentation in Ottawa, Ontario. It was a great turnout and a very engaged crowd. Tuesday, last night, was in Carmen, Manitoba. We did a school presentation during the day there as well, and met with the school club. And then tonight, if you're in Winnipeg, we'll be having an event tonight at Redeemer Canadian Reformed Church. Coffee starts at 7 and presentation at 7:30. Tabitha joins us now with an update and some good news out of Alberta.
Thanks, Colin. So I want to talk to you about Alberta, and specifically there was a pro-abortion motion that was put before the Alberta Legislature. It was a motion that wanted the government to study what they call access to abortion. Specifically, they want to talk about removing barriers to abortion. And that's always really concerning, because oftentimes what they're calling barriers are actually really important safeguards protecting the woman in the case, not to mention promoting the interest of the preborn child. So this was a very concerning motion. We asked all of you Albertans to talk to your MLA. We know that many of you from Alberta did. We actually heard that from MLAs who told us that they got calls from their office, that they got emails, and that really encouraged them. And that meant that last Monday, this motion was actually voted down in the Alberta Legislature. As it was voted down, there was actually an MLA Glasgow gave a good speech on the importance of speaking for the preborn children. She also called out crisis pregnancy centers and said what great work they're doing there in Alberta. So it's really exciting to see that happen, really exciting to see politicians engaging in this ongoing debate about abortion here in Canada. And I just really want to say thank you to everyone in Alberta who acted on this. Make sure you send your MLA a follow-up message thanking them for their vote if they voted against it, or just continuing that dialogue if they didn't. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks, Tabitha. It's wonderful to see this kind of engagement from hundreds of people sending emails to their MLAs. Levi is in Victoria this week. Levi, what's going on there?
Hi, Colin. Here I am. I'm here in Victoria on a beautiful sunny day. I mean, usually doesn't get this sunny here in BC this time of year, but it's a gorgeous sunny day, a little cold, but it's nice outside. And I'm here in Victoria to have some meetings with some MLAs. So we're almost done. We're putting the final touches on our policy report on conversion therapy. Now, of course, that report, it is partially in response to a bill here in BC, in this BC legislature, about conversion therapy. So I wanted to put this policy report into the hands of MLAs so that this knowledge, this expertise, these concerns with the bill that we talked about during the fall tour and during blog posts and other things like that, that those concerns are brought to the legislature. So I met with five MLAs here so far today and put a policy report in their hands. And it's encouraging to hear how receptive they are to it, about how much they appreciate that we come with a thoughtful, nuanced, policy-based response on all these things, that we offer constructive criticisms to bill, and we desire to make the legislation and our province in general a better place to live and make sure that our freedoms as British Columbians and our freedoms as Christians are protected. Okay, so signing off from here in Victoria. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. That's all for this week. Thank you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you again next week.